Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Earlier this month, the Butterfly House in Sioux Falls announced an exciting expansion that will see the facility triple in size by the summer of 2021. Joining us to talk about those changes, Audrey Willard is with us in the Sioux Falls studios for SDPB. She's CEO of the Butterfly House and Aquarium. That's not the full name.
We are the Butterfly House and Aquarium.
Okay,
yes.
That's it. All right.
Yeah,
but it's not going to be forever.
Right.
So you're going to sort of do a little rebranding.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the big picture of where you're headed.
We are headed to be an aquarium and butterfly house. Over the past 6 years since we added the aquariums, we have seen incredible increase in attendance. That tells us people in the Midwest want to see more aquariums, especially in South Dakota. You have to travel to Omaha or Minneapolis to see something like that. So we see a real opportunity for growth and a better impact with more aquariums.
So this is one of the spaces in Sioux Falls that I'm just an unabashed fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind telling people, I mean, this is the place where you can go and sit in the flight room and relax and watch the little fish in the water.
Yes.
And just, it's very soothing to me. It's very ecotherapy to me. Mm-hmm. To other people, I'm sure it's educational and inspirational and all these other things. Your mission is multifaceted because it's not just about people like me coming in and getting away from the world. It's also about education and outreach. Tell me a little bit about the big picture of what your educational mission is.
It all comes down to connecting people with nature. We know that if you connect with nature, it's good for you, for mental health, physical health. You can learn a lot. It's a great place for kids to explore, develop their curiosity and problem-solving skills. And then, of course, connecting with conservation. That is ultimately what we're trying to achieve, is if people can understand why nature matters, especially the tiny vital building blocks of an ecosystem. Why should we care about butterflies and bees or corals and jellyfish and starfish? That's going to help us understand and appreciate the big picture of the interconnectedness of nature and humans.
So tell us a little bit about the expansion. What does the future hold? And then we'll talk a little bit about the capital and sort of how we're going to get there.
Mm-hmm. We are going to wrap around our entire current building. So we will be staying and expanding. We explored a few different opportunities over the past 6 years, and we have decided to stay and expand in Sertoma Park, which is a great place for us. We're connected to the playgrounds, the outdoor campus, the trails. We're in nature right in the middle of Sioux Falls. All of our programming is going to expand. Right now, we don't have a classroom. We can't fit all of those kids in on field trips that want to visit us. So if we're bigger, we'll be able to serve a lot more kids, a lot more families. We will triple the number of aquariums that we have. We'll have a great big interactive classroom where kids have their own kid-friendly science laboratory where they're getting hands-on with ocean animals and insects and learning through that interaction, which is really what it comes down to, is if you're interacting with what you're learning about, you're going to learn better, you're going to remember better. So besides all the additional space for aquariums and classrooms, it'll be more space for our visitors, because right now it is way too crowded if you ever visit us, and more space for our staff. We have a lot that goes into taking care of the aquariums. It's a very complex, what we call, life support system on every single exhibit.
Right.
And that is crammed into our tiny little building, so we need more space so we can take care of those properly. It's also going to give us a great chance for people to look in behind the scenes to understand the complexities of what we do and the science behind what does it take to have an aquarium in the middle of South Dakota. And all that will wrap around the butterflies, so the butterfly house will remain a very important part of what we do. We're actually doing renovations on that space this winter.
So before I took this job at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, as a journalist, I've written about the Butterfly House before and the aquarium before. I've been to some of those behind-the-scenes spaces. And that, it is fascinating, the effort. Talk about the staff and the people that are really making sure those water creatures, those aquatic creatures, have what they need here in the middle of South Dakota, that they're cared for, they're not disposable. Educational tools.
Sure.
They're living beings that you take very seriously, making sure that this is a good habitat for them.
Yes, excellence in animal care is our priority. We have aquarists, so someone who takes care of an aquarium is called an aquarist. That person has marine biology training, but they're also chemists and physicists and engineers and plumbers. they take care of a very complex system, so they have a very broad set of skills. We also have two biologists that take care of all of our butterflies. Mm. Within the aquarist side of things, it's kind of fun because we're in the middle of South Dakota. Most people that love marine biology live on the coast, but we're able to provide a career opportunity in South Dakota for people that love the ocean but also want to be home in the Midwest. So we will have 4 full-time aquarists here over the next couple of months. We're growing our staff, and then we'll grow even bigger into the new facility. So that means not only giving locals that opportunity if they have the skill set, but also recruiting people in from other parts of the country.
What is so enchanting about the ocean when you live here, about as far away from the ocean as you can be in America, because we're in the center? So why talk a little bit about bringing the ocean to kids, mm-hmm. to adults, to people who, you know, again, can't just take a day trip. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's mysterious. It's otherworldly for us. Mm-hmm. You know, when people hear, a lot of us never see the ocean in our lifetimes, or maybe we're 30 before we see the ocean. People that live on the coast can't even comprehend that. So we know it's an important role for us in the Midwest to connect our locals with the ocean because it is so fascinating, a very important part of nature. But also our role in the Midwest does impact the ocean, whether it's water quality or how we use our resources. Ultimately, we're connecting everybody to the big picture. And that, as we move forward in this global society, is more and more important for kids to understand as well as adults to understand.
Tell me about those field trips and what sort of things do you offer for school groups?
We have K-5 field trips that are free. We have a very generous grant that covers those every year. So any school group that comes through, especially April and May, you want to book right away because we fill up fast. But we're able to provide all of those for free. We also provide programming for all ages, scout groups. And it's a challenge now with our tiny building, but we do the best that we can to get all those kids connected with nature.
All right. So people want to know what kind of animals, you know, if you're going to be 3 times as large, what do you project? Is it too soon to say? What are you thinking?
We do have a lot of plans in place. Mm-hmm. Like I said earlier, we're really focused on the vital building blocks of nature. So in the ocean, that means corals, jellyfish. And so we will continue to offer more exhibits that feature the tiny things that mm-hmm. we don't necessarily always think about, but are very fascinating. And our specialties at our facility, each aquarium across the country and the world have certain specialties. Ours are jellyfish and corals. So we will have more coral exhibits, more jellyfish exhibits. We'll also be adding octopus and garden eels. We'll be providing more of those behind-the-scenes looks at what we do and how do you take care of an aquarium. And then our showcase exhibit will be what we're calling the Lagoonal Reef. It will be an open-top exhibit, so the acrylic will be about 6 feet tall, and we'll have mangroves and growing out the top of it, corals, and you'll feel like you're there on the coast interacting with the stingrays and the corals and the tropical reef fishes.
So how do you sort of source the materials that you need, the creatures that you need, and how do you move a jellyfish? And you're just tuning in, we're talking about the Butterfly House and aquarium in Sioux Falls and its expansion. My guest is CEO Audrey Willard, and yeah, I find jellyfish fascinating. First mm-hmm. of all, I could watch them all day long. Mm-hmm. And how do you care for something like that? That, I mean, it's not like a dog, right, where it has certain signals that it's giving you, or maybe mm-hmm. it does. How, mm-hmm. do they communicate? What? Talk to us about jellyfish.
Jellyfish don't even have a brain, so they're very interesting. They're mostly water. All of those little animals that we take care of, they're so delicate. We have to have a very talented and detail-oriented staff to make sure everything is where it needs to be. And really what we do is monitor water quality, and that's going to make sure everything is where it needs to be for the jellyfish or the corals. A lot of the animals that we get come from other facilities, so mm-hmm. depending on what you're good at propagating, we're good at propagating corals and jellyfish, you send those out to other facilities, and that's how we help each other out. So some of our new animals will come from there. Others will come from suppliers that we work with. We are going to be able to move all of our current aquariums into the new space and then bring in those additional exhibits.
How risky is that? How careful do the scientists have to be about transferring? And I mean, it has to be something that they put a lot of planning into.
Yes, yeah. It'll be a multiple month process as mm-hmm. we shift everything over. And then, you know, some of those animals get shipped overnight through the airlines. It sounds crazy, but the jellyfish will get shipped to us, the corals, all of those can be packed up and shipped as long as you have everything right with water temperature and water parameters.
Yeah. That's fascinating, isn't it?
It is, yes.
All right, how talk about the capital campaign a little bit and who's helping mm-hmm. you get to where you need to mm-hmm. be and what can people do to sort of join in that process?
Sure. The entire expansion is going to be a $7.5 million project, and we have raised $3.525 million so far. We have six donors that have stepped forward and helped us get to that point. And now we are continuing conversations with other donors, individuals and businesses in the community to keep getting us towards that goal. We'll have all of those funds raised by summer of 2020. Mm-hmm. So then we can start construction and get the whole expansion finished by the end of 2021.
How long have you been here as CEO?
10 years this month.
10 years. Did you think when you first came that you would be here this long and this was going to be?
No, I couldn't imagine having a job this long. but when I started, it was the Butterfly House.
Right.
And we've gone through that transition to add aquariums, upgrade all of our aquariums, outgrow our space. And it's such an exciting time to be involved, not only for our organization, but for Sioux Falls. Yeah. This is really going to help Sioux Falls out.
The leadership for that, and this is maybe an awkward question because you're a humble person, but is that something that you feel like you brought to the conversation of like, hey, this is where we need to go. This is what, this is how we can expand. Is it something that you're taking direction from a board?
It was a combination. Yeah. We've been working on this for 6 years. As soon as we added the aquariums, our attendance spiked, and that told us this is big. We found something really special. So for 6 years, we've worked on figuring out how do we grow? How do we get bigger? What does it look like? What should it be? And what's the right aquarium for Sioux Falls? We don't want to build something for Omaha or for Minneapolis. We want to build something that makes sense for our community, our size, our visitor industry, and the employees that we can hire in Sioux Falls compared to in California. So how can we build an aquarium that's a sustainable size for staffing and attendance? Because we are funded only by admissions, memberships, gift shop sales, and donations. We don't receive any funding from the city or the state. Mm-hmm. So that makes it even more important for us to put that planning in to figure out what's a sustainable operation that we can do more for Sioux Falls and South Dakota, but not do so much that we get in over our heads. Mm. So it's included touring other facilities, working with other aquariums and people that have built aquariums, that run aquariums, say, this is a good idea. This would be tough for you to do in South Dakota. Yeah. And all of that has gotten us to where we are today.
When you walk out, you know, away from your office and wander around the facility when it's open and guests are there, they don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. What's one of your favorite things to sort of watch their experience?
I think the surprise and fascination that we can have something like this in South Dakota. People don't expect to see it. Yeah. And it's one thing to tell people we have butterflies and aquariums, but to get them in the door and to experience that and to see the beauty and to witness that way that people can step out of the real world and the stress of the day-to-day and just take it all in and find some peace in our space. That is really rewarding to see.
I sort of want to live there.
Oh, yeah. Come on over.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.